Okay. Then, really. Okay. Okay, we seem to be connected to GameBird. So anyway, I'm gonna scroll down here. Cause we're getting close to the showtime, so need to get ready. Here, Arrogant Story, no, I start in computing. We'll use that. Oh, the command line, we'll do that. Okay. Why not? And, is the copy of Edcast open? Should have been closed, but I'll just get it started. We haven't rebooted this computer. I rebooted the media computer, but I haven't rebooted this. So I'm gonna, start the archive now. Okay, here we go. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. So, yeah, let's get this going here. It's 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Probably get the other computer. And 15 million bailout for Spirit Airlines. So, I got an impact drill, socket wrench that should work. Let's see. And let's say this here. And we need to get the mix shut down and started up. Oh, we need to get this to be shut down too. Oh yeah, we need to close tabs here and get it going. I think the Mets won. Right. Yeah, let's do this. We might as well do this. Because, I think I'm gonna do, like, for Christmas, I'm gonna do, like, the complete Blonde on Blonde. And this is, like, gonna be one of the songs that's gonna be on it. Didn't know Chris was on hiatus, but he has a life, that's the reason. I didn't know what was the status of Blair's mood during this season. And then Pat said Pippin wouldn't be back because she's sick and doing other stuff. and food was something Doug seemed to lack. At the end of the month, he didn't have enough. But sooner or later, Blair will do a show. Maybe he'll even mention the tuna. Sooner or later, Blair will do a show. And I kind of hope it happens sooner. I couldn't see the Blair show cam. My browser just wouldn't show it. I thought maybe that it was just a scam. But it worked with VLC, don't you know it? And then I could see Blair in the workshop. He showed us his repeater, which was on the shelf. By now the show was going nonstop, and Blair had even impressed himself. But sooner or later, Blair will do a show, and he will counter program Ringo. Sooner or later, Blair will do a show, and I will listen to it by Jingo. And Blair said he wouldn't go long. He had a Buddhist meeting tomorrow. With stimulants, he was going strong. And Doug wanted some food to borrow. And Blair kept going for another hour, even as the outlaws infiltrated the chat. Then he was chanting and felt the power, and no one got punched in the mouth by Pat. But sooner or later, Blair will do a show. It will be on RSD instead of Harry. Sooner or later, Blair will do a show, and he will mix deli and dairy. Arrived, there was a line if you wanted to get a table. So they both had to wait, which I'd equate to hang from an Ethernet cable. They wanted some food. They just wanted some food. All Dwayne and Byron wanted was some food. Well, they finally got waited on, and Dwayne decided to order steak. I know, just saying, for dessert, maybe they could have chocolate cake. Then they paid their bill. They knew where they were going. They're on their way. to Radio Shack, which will be closing soon. Byron called Uber. They needed a ride because Dwayne and Byron were at Denny's. Dwayne and Byron were at Denny's. Whoa, they shared a sundae, which sounds kind of gay, but I'm sure it was quite delicious. And on the way home, the sidewalk had ice, and it did seem quite malicious. They were on their way, and Byron bought a printer, an inkjet printer. It was on sale, but the cartridge was not. Byron did a stream from the train that night, and Dwayne and Byron had been at Denny's. Dwayne and Byron had been at Denny's. Dwayne and Byron had been at Denny's.
down the river, a few arrows in my quiver. A mountain man came to me, glad I was armed that day. I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Strassman two trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
The next show for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. Netcasting, as always, from Northern New Jersey, where it's currently I don't know what it is. You should be able to convey the weather here, right? 54 degrees and cloudy. It actually got pretty warm today, by the way. So this is interesting. So I rebooted my computer, and now, we're not getting, like, the annoying, like, stuttering thing. Like now I can I have the cast manager up here, so I'm moving the mix around, and it's not really doing anything. So yeah, it seems to be fixed now. So I didn't restart the streaming computer, but the streaming computer like pretty much does what it has to do, as long as like the memory doesn't increase too much. So anyway, what was I doing this week? So anyway, I got an impact wrench. Should be able to solve some problems. I heard that you can use it on to remove tires and stuff like that, but I'm not using it for that. I'm trying to use it to remove the latch on the car, on the trunk. So anyway, on Sunday, I went to recharge one of my iPods, but the battery was dead, and there was nothing I could do to revive it. So I replaced the battery, only to find out that I couldn't recharge it because even though the battery worked, I couldn't recharge it because the pins were bent on the recharging mechanism. So the only thing I could do was to order a new logic board for this iPod. Which is kind of sad. Yeah, first of all, like they're charging more for logic boards than they used to. They instead of like $15, they're charging about $45. Which sucks. But yeah, it looks like it's the only alternative. Because you can unbend the pins on an iPod with some patience, and but I couldn't get them unbent. That was a problem. So then today I got batteries, replacement batteries for my calculators. So this is kind of interesting, but I found that the replacement batteries weren't working. Then I found that the reason why they weren't working was because I ordered the wrong battery. It was supposed to be LR1130, not CR1130. Maybe I should test the voltage on these to see what there was getting. But yeah, it wasn't working. So, and this is basically like a calculator that I got at Dollar Tree. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, when the TI-30 came out in 1976, it basically rendered the slide rule obsolete. Because with a retail price of $24.95, which you can get it like for basically not much more than you can not much more than a transistor radio costs. Basically, there's no reason to not use a calculator. In fact, I think I got a slide rule for my older, I think it was for my sister or brother, and I said, oh, this is great. You can do complex calculations without a calculator. And then I put it on my desk and forgot about it. So then, like, eventually, got to where, you get a scientific calculator for about $15. But basically, all it did was, like, sine and cosine. So now, you can download an app that replicates a scientific calculator. You can get one that replicates a graphing calculator, even. But, so it's basically, like, it's kind of, like, obsolete. But still, I got it for, like, a dollar for it. It's pretty cool. But the battery died, so it's kind of, so I had to replace the battery to get it to work. So what are we doing tonight on this show? We have, War is Back on the Menu Restream, Songs About Maine, This Day Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, Future Artists is The Legal Matters Part 3, and True to John Hammond Part 8. Can you believe it that we're up to like 8 weeks into our True to John Hammond? I can believe it, I guess. But anyway, I'll cue the intro here.
Oh, you animals, crap, he is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
coming.
Not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. For the first set, since we had so much fun last week with our Record Store Day set, I thought I'd do another set of Record Store Day artists. So I'm going to start things off. I'm going to start the set of music off with the New York Dolls. From 2006, the reunited New York Dolls.
Today I don't want to indulge it, for shooing away, it belongs to the whole world, the boys and girls, it ain't just mine, like joy and love, it's always there, don't know how I tune in.
Now I won't go far, 'cause loving you ain't we have a single out at the moment that is a new single. It's a number from the album also. It's a number called The Boys Are Back in Town.
Boys are back in town, boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. Boys are back in town, boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
That time over at Johnny's place, well, bitch, you got up and she said, Johnny's place.
Yes, that was Thin Lizzy. And a live version of The Boys Are Back in Town. Recorded live. On 100.7 FM, WMMS, Cleveland Radio Broadcast, May 11th, 1976. And that was one of the Record Store Day releases, Thin Lizzy Live in Cleveland, 1976. And, it was a Record Store Day exclusive. But as it happens, this is just like disc five of the Thin Lizzy 1976 five CD box set. Before that, we heard Billy Squire and "Loving You Ain't So Hard" from "Tell the Truth," released on Capitol Records in 1993. And I was amazed to find that it was a Record Store Day re-release. I think I can find it here. Yeah, here we go. Yes, scroll down. Billy's... Yeah, there we go. Billy Squire, "Tell the Truth" Deluxe. Released on Flatiron Recordings. Double LP. Yeah, it was a last release on Capitol Records, which, find out, even though he basically ruined his career, like, with the release of the "Rock Me Tonight" video, he had a long-term contract with Capitol Records, so he was able to extend his career a little bit more. We heard the Lemonheads and Luca, cover version of the Susan Vega song. From, what was that from? Lemonheads, that was from, Creator, released in 1989. I looked at the highlighted tracks for Creator, and that wasn't on it, but I figured it's gotta be a good song. It's a good original song. I figured it's a good cover version of an excellent song. We heard The Cars and live version of Magic, recorded live at the Summit, Houston, Texas, on September 11th, 1984. That's from Harpy City Live, Record Store Day exclusive. That was just like a disc two of CD four of the Harpy City Deluxe Edition. We started these off with New York Dolls and Plenty of Music from "One Day It Will Please Us to Remember Even That," released in 2006. That was also re-released on Record Store Day. So, yeah, a set of music. And there was a lot of stuff that was left on the cutting room floor there. Anyway, it's 39 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, before it falls too far behind. Let me cue the intro here.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
And this week, we're celebrating the birthday of Kim Gordon, born April 28th, 1953. So she's 73 years old today. That's pretty old. But anyway, we're playing a Teenage Riot to commemorate the birthday of Kim Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was Scorpions. And Top of the Bill. Find it here. From In Trance. Released on RCA Records in 1975. That was the Japanese remaster of it from 2010. And that's compared to the fact that it was on this day, April 28th, 2014, so 12 years ago, that Scorpions drummer James Kotak was sentenced to 1 month in jail in Dubai for offensive behavior after an incident in a Dubai airport on April 3rd of the year. He was convicted of insulting Islam, raising his middle finger, and being under the influence of alcohol. But yeah, he was in the country run by the Epstein class of rulers, which means he was given a slap on the wrist. If he was in Iran, he would have gotten his hand cut off or worse. Before that, we're Stone Temple Pilots and Interstate Love Song from Purple. Originally released in 1994, but that's the 2019 remaster. And that's to commemorate the fact that, as of this day, in April 28th, 2008, so 18 years ago, Scott Weiland, the singer with the Stone Temple Pilots, was sentenced to 192 hours in county jail for his November 2007 drink driving offense. He was also fined $2,000, required to complete an 18-month alcohol program, and placed on probation for 4 years. Don't make me call you Proby. And before that, we were Marilyn Manson, The Dope Show from Mechanical Animals, released in 1998, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of, I can scroll down here. Today's the birthday of Daisy Berkowitz, with American rock band Marilyn Manson, the 1998 U.S. number one album, Mechanical Animals. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died in 2017, age 49. We heard the fantastic Johnny C. and Boogaloo Down Broadway from the, it was originally released in 1967, born April 28th, 1943, so he's 83 years old today, that's old, and we started the show with the Sonic Youth and Teenage Riot from Daydream Nation to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Kim Gordon, born April 28th, 1953, so she's 73 years old today. That's old. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, okay, I don't know, Kurt, I haven't gotten to it yet. It's asking about the new Fireside Theater web chat page. Yep. By Thursday. I see you. This is, I usually do things on my own. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero. For playlists and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will be updated for about a day or so. I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So I saw there's an article where they talked about things that have gone up in price a lot. And they talked about, like, movies. They talked about movie tickets have gone up, like, 80%, you know, over the last 10 years. So that's interesting because movies theaters have been in decline for the last few years. But I wonder if, like, people They see the increase in movie ticket prices, and they're less likely to go to the movies. So the price goes up for everybody else. It's like you get it with consumer electronics. You get like economies of scale where they produce a few items for a lot of money. Then once they prove that there's money to be made, they increase the production. They are able to produce the products for a lower price, and it goes down, and it, you know, this gets to where they, it gets to be a positive development where they're increasing the sales, and increasing sales leads to more production. More production leads to lower profit margins, and that, and then eventually it ends up being having an effect where they can't produce as much because they realize that they're not making much money on it. But anyway, I thought this is like where there may be like a, not an economy of scale, but a negative economy of scale where they're not providing as much, and so people aren't buying movie tickets, so the price goes up for everybody else, and it leads to a vicious cycle where people say, "Well, I'll get the DVD or Blu-ray and own the movie, or better yet, I'll get it for free on the internet," which you can do eventually. But anyway, 7 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the hour IDs before I fall too far behind. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll go back to hour number two show featuring, theme time, Songs About Maine, and also the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that 6 last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio!
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal? Too much music you've never heard before? Too many long, boring economic lectures? Tell my friend then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
I can't help wishing it was a lie. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Excuse me, Scott's coming through. I'm the Clam Man. Hey, market's up. Peppers is at 112. Now I'm rich. I recommend investing in Sam and Dan's Clam and Ham Company. One clam per ham. Don't you dare think about getting one more clam per ham. I'm glad I got my dollars in Clam Man. My last name is Clam, and I also invest in Clam Man. I'm Scott the Clam Man, and I love birds.
Howdy everybody, this is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
As the 1960s progressed, progressive rock became ever more fashionable. And in the wake of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, the album became the statement. D-Ram, Decca's alternative imprint, still released chart-making singles, but the long player was its playground. The Moody Blues demonstrated what could be achieved with their 1967 masterwork, Days of Future Past. Standing on a golf course, rest in PVC. Signing to Decca at the turn of the 70s, Caravan epitomised the whimsical qualities of what was to become known as prog. Their In the Land of Grey and Pink album contained the fan favourite Golf Girl. Full right to the brim. D-Ram offshoot Nova went even further out. It only released 22 albums, all of which are now highly collectible. Camel, formed by the ex-Them keyboard player Peter Bardens, were one of the last groups from the golden age of prog. Their 1975 Snow Goose album, based on Paul Gallico's novel, remains a perennial favourite.
Recording to Clay and Reggie, grooving tunes and jacks out of Navi.
this just in. This is from Reuters, by the way. Germany's far-right AfD rises to record 20%, Insta poll says. Germany's far-right alternative, by Maria Martinez, by the way. Germany's far-right alternative for Germany, AfD, rose to a record 20% in the latest weekly Insta voting intention poll published on Saturday, widening its lead over the conservative bloc to 4 percentage points. The result marked the highest level ever recorded for the party by Insta. It was up by 1 point from the previous week. The conservative CDU party of Chancellor Friedrich Merz was unchanged from the previous week at 24%, while the Greens slipped 1 point to 12%. The Social Democrats held steady at 14%, and the Left Party remained at 11%. With 11% of votes going to parties that would fail to enter parliament, a governing majority would mathematically require at least 45% of the vote share among parties, clearing the threshold. If other parties could continue to rule out cooperation with the AfD, viable governing coalitions would be limited to three-party alliances, the poll suggested. A coalition of the Union, SPD, and the Greens would command 50%, while the Union, SPD, and the Left would total 49%. So congratulations to the Alternative for Germany, because they're ranked number one. That was Bongo's Bass and Bob, and their cover version of The Ruddles' Number One from Ruddles Highway Revisited, an album of Ruddles cover versions released in 1990. So anyway, 22 minutes past the hour. I'll probably get to the next segment of the show before it falls too far behind. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, the Rolls had a great cover. RP. I didn't play the original version. Number one. Meet the Rolls, Archaeology. Here you go. Here's the original version. That was the Rolls, the number one from their self-titled album, at least in 1978. I haven't heard anything. Oh, here we go. Just bought one of these. Let me see what it looks like. Behringer UBX8 16 voice bit umbral polyphonic analog synthesizer reviews. As Behringer considers oral odyssey of reimagining iconic synths from the modern landscape, the latest entry in the series is as musically menacing as it is malleable. Leveraging a bitimbral architecture, the Behringer UBXA is a 16-voice polyphonic polyphonic synthesizer that utilizes 32 analog oscillators to power its massive sonics. So, yeah. So, it goes on, but it seems like a good synthesizer, I would imagine. A true to the classic Oberheim OBXA. Polyphonic aftertouch at this price point is unheard of. Well, no, I thought that, like, I managed to assemble a computer for about $1,000. Now, I could do this because memory prices were not, didn't go through the roof. But I think memory prices are going down now. I check. Let's see, accounts and lists, orders. I had to go back to like the 2025 when I ordered this. Okay, this is a. Let's go back a little further. 8. Nah, it's got to go back even further than that. 16 inch. Oh, here we go. Gigabyte. No, graphics card. Let's see. Here we go. Crucial 64. Oh, now it's. Let me see if I can find the price now. Last purchased June 5th, 2025. So when I purchased it in June 2025, it was $95. Oh, geez. Still too expensive. 64 gigabyte kit. 34 options from $485.99. So yeah, still too expensive. Yeah, it looks like we're gonna have to, like, you know, reuse old memory or something. But anyway, it's 29 minutes past there. I should probably get to the next segment of the show. Theme time before fall too far behind.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, last week we did Vermont. We skipped over New Hampshire. Now we're in Maine. I don't know what we're going to do, because we're running out of locations in the United States. We may have to go to, like, foreign countries. So, I don't know what we're going to do next week. But anyway, this week we're covering Maine. We're going to start with Leon Russell. From Maine to Mexico. Theme time on the next show.
In Portland, Maine, in the winter rain, Boston was so blue. Well, Island, tell me, where are you? When I need you like I do. Is a long gray line. This Wichita boy, and so I go. And now I go.
I don't want to be talking on the phone every night. 6 p.m., which time's on yours or mine? Ain't gonna worry where you are, who you with. Let's just agree, this is it. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Leave your bags in the car, keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss things. But Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. See, I'm just saving us some trouble somewhere down the lane. This kind of town you just leave behind. You don't know her yet, but you won't come back. I ain't going nowhere, and you know that. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Leave your bags in the car, keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss this. Report the name, I don't know where that is. And you can go ahead and hate me, that's just fine. It doesn't matter either way, I'm right. Keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss this. But Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is.
All in rewinding. rest in place. Mainstay's my rest in place. Mainstay's my rest in place.
Yes, that was the Deadly Syndrome and Maine. From All in Time, released in 2012. Before that, we were Mountain Goats and Going to Maine from Ghana, released in 2002. Apologies for the 192 kilobits per second encode. But, yes, I mean, sometimes things slip through the cracks, and that was one of them. I tried to get a CD quality encode for each of these songs, but apparently somehow that got through. We heard Damien Jurado and Maine Stays from Tumble Down OST with Daniel Hart, released in 2016. We heard Tim McGraw and Portland, Maine, from Suntown Heaventown, the deluxe edition, released in 2014. And we started things off with Leon Russell and From Maine to Mexico, from the late Leon Russell, from Americana, originally released in 1978, but that was from the 2007 remaster. So yeah, that was our set of Oh, here we go. New hamster. You get a wheel with that. Unless you would like this. I said, I'm not sure. Midi Dilly does not have this tattoo. Anyway, it's 46 minutes past the hour, so we probably could get to the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So, let me cue the intro for the New Music Express.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week, we have new music from the Foo Fighters, Metric, Ringo Starr, Freako, amongst the others. And also Worm Stew. New release on Big Stir Records. So anyway, we're going to start things off with Foo Fighters and new track from deck. This is deck, deck B. Anyway, yeah, here's Foo Fighters with a new track from Your Favorite Toy, released on Friday. Here's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sorry for the, ending was kind of unexpected, fortunately I had it queued up, so, stop making it queued up for it. Anyway, that was Worm Stew, and Bucket of Blues. From their latest album, Last Days of Loma, released on Friday on Big Stir Records. Pretty good album, by the way. Before that, we heard Freako and Still Around from Something Worth Waiting For, also released on Friday. We heard Ringo Starr and Baby Don't Go from Long, Long Road, rather coincidentally released on Friday. And we started things off with Foo Fighters and Spit Shine from Your Favorite Toy, also released on Friday. So, punk rock. No thrash metal. Foo Fighters, I guess. They should play some, So, like, it's interesting, because Taylor Hawkins, was in Foo Fighters, and he died of a drug overdose. I think it was, like, in, about 3 or 4 years ago. So I said he died of a drug overdose. A lot of rock stars die with drug overdoses. So I said, yeah, he died of a drug overdose. Not of COVID-19. Which, it was kind of interesting, because, the Foo Fighters, like, I can play Zeppelin, no one was Let's play some Foo Fighters, like, after the break. I can play Zeppelin. No one is annoying. Yeah, I got this Alesis Nano Compressor for about, like, $50. And, I have two Alesis Nano Compressors. This one's in the audio chain for this show. And I have a, a Behringer. Behringer mixer, immensely useful. It's pretty good. And I also have this what is it, microphone? What is it? I don't know. It's some type of microphone. Anyway, yeah, I got this because the microphone for the show was broken. So I ordered this one. It has a nice microphone stand and all that. And so I was like using these like cheap cost headphones, which were constantly breaking. But I decided to upgrade. What is this anyway? Let me take a look at the headphones here. Fine. So anyway, yeah, that's the headphones I use. A Behringer TM1 condenser. Anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. We place the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for a day or so. I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And, you can also join us at, lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show, featuring Fun with Fish, and also the featured artist, The Legal Matters. We'll have that right after this.
Radio.
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
If you've ever felt the federal government should run an airline, now's your chance as Trump floats a $500 million bailout of Spirit Airlines. Spirit as in the butt of every airline joke since I was in college. The deal would leave taxpayers owning up to 90% of Spirit, which is currently worth precisely zero since the company just filed for bankruptcy again. So the background is Spirit was one of the biggest low-cost carriers in America until it was strangled into bankruptcy by Joe Biden's handlers. The tailspin began during COVID when Spirit was losing $500 million a year, so it tried to merge with another low-cost carrier to cut costs and survive. They first announced the merger with Frontier, then JetBlue jumped in with a $4 billion buyout to create a nationwide competitor to the expensive legacy carriers. Biden's antitrust dragged their feet for 2 years while Spirit kept losing hundreds of millions before blocking the merger, issuing Spirit a death sentence. Now, they didn't block it because it would be too big, which is usually how antitrust decides. In fact, JetBlue's Spirit would have had just 9% of the market, which is half the size of Southwest and four times smaller than Delta. Instead, it was blocked because Spirit was a force of nature reducing ticket prices. Basically, as soon as Spirit started a route, all tickets would drop by roughly 10%. The problem is losing $500 million a year is not sustainable. It was merge or die, and the feds told them to die, killing the golden goose specifically because it was golden. By the time Trump came in 3 years later, JetBlue had moved on and nobody else wanted Spirit's now $7 billion of debt more than its revenue, all while Spirit was limping along with just 3 weeks' revenue on hand. Then came the Iran war, which sent jet fuel doubling. Now, jet fuel is about a quarter of airline costs for the big three, but it's almost half for low-cost carriers like Spirit. Moreover, the big three can pass on jet since they serve richer customers.